This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Calipadea on his "I like my music, thanks." Dude, I would like to start by saying go back and listen to Benevolent Heretics post reply again, and I agree with all of that. Yeah, that was good stuff. You can't let other people choose your likes or dislikes. If you allow them to, then man, you're going to end up living a really miserable life. You have to know what you like, know what you don't like, and just go with it. I've sat here and listened to music like Choose Life, which was on the soundtrack of the movie Trainspotting, which is a movie I loved. And so, you know, I have it on my computer, and a lot of times I'll have it blasting, and I'll be sitting here just moving and boogieing, you know, and feeling good, and my 21-year-old son will walk through, and he'll look at me like I'm an idiot, you know. What are you listening to? You know, that's techno. That's, you know, and I'm, hey, I like it. It sounds good. I enjoy it. And it doesn't matter what the genre of the music is. If the music hits me, if I like the song, I'm going to listen to it. I don't care if it's country and western, hip-hop, bebop, some of that good old music I grew up with, you know, except disco. I guess sometimes I get nostalgic and listen to a few BG songs, but that's, you know, when I'm depressed. Oh, it's not about how the music makes other people feel. It's about how the music makes you feel. And if you like it, and if you enjoy it, then everybody else can go jump in the lake, because, you know, it really doesn't matter. You cannot live your life trying to make someone else happy. They have to find their own happiness. And if you try to find happiness by living your life for someone else, then you're both going to end up disappointed. You know, happiness is a choice. That's all it is. It's a choice. You can wake up every morning and say, hey, thank you to the Creator for giving me another day. And even though I haven't had my first cup of coffee, I'm going to crawl out of bed and I'm going to look forward to it. Or you can get up every morning and cry and say, oh, God, I got to go to school. I got to go to work. I don't want to do this. Life is miserable. Life is terrible. Happiness is a choice. That's all. And when you let someone else put your music down, well, that's just them. You know, you don't have to knock them upside the head or anything. Just, you know, don't let them influence your choices. If they say, you know, techno sucks and you stop listening to it because somebody you respected said that, then you've robbed yourself. You've hurt yourself because someone you respected or liked actually made a decision about the pleasures that are involved in your life. And that's wrong. That's wrong. You know, take charge of your life. Your life is your responsibility. Accept responsibility for it. You know, when you screw up, tell them up front, yeah, I did that. I screwed up. People screw up, you know, and accept responsibility, pay the price for the screw up, and go on. And also accept responsibilities for the things you find pleasure in, like your music. If you like techno, hey, there's nothing wrong with liking techno. It's making billions of dollars a year, so obviously you're not like the only one. So, be happy. It's a very easy thing to do. That's accept yourself, accept responsibility for your own life, and celebrate the things you enjoy. And if somebody else don't like it, tell them to take a hike. It doesn't matter. It's your life. That's all I have to add to the conversation. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi out.